He said you were acting like a lunatic in the car.
I wasn't acting like no lunatic.
Friends let friends drive drunk.
What were you drinking, Miss Richardson?
Some 1800.
What is that?
Some tequila.
So he was drinking tequila also?
Yes.
Then it was his turn at the wheel.
After I didn't like how she was driving, then I took over and I started driving.
So there was an accident with the car. Do you remember how that happened?
Me? No, I don't.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Alina Richardson is suing former friend John Lyles Jr. for crashing her SUV and destroying her cell phone.
Order, all rise.
Case number 361 on the calendar, the matter of Richardson versus Lyles.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Miss Richardson, how long have you known Mr. Lyles?
All my life. Since
Did
we
you
little.
Ever date?
No.
Just friends?
Yes.
On what night were you and Mr. Lyles hanging around and drinking?
March 9th, 2017.
He came to your house?
Yes.
What time of the day did you start this hanging around and drinking?
Around like 10:30, 11 o'clock.
At night?
Yes.
Where had you been before Mr. Lyles?
I had just flew back in from Las Vegas to Michigan.
And
so I was coming from the airport.
Why did you go to her house?
Because we were friends and we agreed to meet up once I came back.
So you got there at 10:30?
I'm not sure about what time it was.
And what were you drinking?
I don't really remember. This is like almost a year ago, so I don't know.
Think about
maybe what, a beer, like a Bud Light Platinum.
And what were you drinking, Miss Richardson?
Some 1800.
What is that?
Some tequila.
And what time did you start drinking?
About 9:40.
So you were drinking before Mr. Lyles got there?
Yes.
Who were you drinking with?
By myself.
Do you drink every night by yourself?
Not every night.
Most nights?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, let me go back. He's having trouble remembering what he was drinking. Do you have trouble remembering what he was drinking? I mean, because you had been drinking since 9 o'clock. So now you've been drinking tequila for 3 hours. Do you remember what Mr. Lyles was drinking?
Yes.
What?
1800.
So he was drinking tequila also?
Yes.
How did you get from the airport to her house?
I drove.
You drove what?
My vehicle.
Your car?
Yes.
And then you were going out. Where were you going, Mr. Lyles?
Oh, well, you mean after I came from the airport or after I got with her?
After you were hanging out with her, you left to go someplace, which is where this whole incident happened, in a car.
Exactly.
Where were you going?
At the time when we first got in the car, we didn't have a specific destination, but after being...
Well, you were drinking, and she was smashed. So that would suggest to me, Mr. Lyles, that you were a little smashed, too, because if she's smashed, because she's been drinking tequila since 9 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and you got into a car at midnight, and you don't know where you're going.
It's not that we just got in the car and didn't know where we were going. It's just, it was something as not as important that I can't remember to this day, but we had, like, maybe to a store, maybe to a gas station, maybe to a friend's house, a mutual friend's house.
I want you to remember it.
Well, I know for sure after, when we first got in the car, we got the call from her friend. Her friend wanted to pick her up, but this is after we had already been driving. So I know that we were on our way.
Just a second. Why were you driving her car? If you drove your car to her house and you were more sober than she was, why didn't you take your car?
Because she was so quick to jump up, like, I'm out, let's go. So she started driving her car at first, and she left, and I jumped in the car with her. Once I didn't like
her. What do you mean she started driving her car first?
Well, we were sitting in the house, you know, we were sitting in the house just conversating, and then she all of a sudden got the urge that she wanted to leave. So she got her keys and got to her car, and I got in with her. And after I didn't like how she was driving, then I took over and I started driving.
Well, tell me where that happened.
Where I didn't like how she was driving?
Yes.
Not far from her house, like around the corner.
Anyway, so there was an accident with the car. Do you remember how that happened?
Me? No, I don't.
You don't remember how that happened? You were driving.
I never saw damage to the car.
Well, did you have an accident with the car?
No.
What happened to the car? What happened to the car, Miss Richardson?
Okay. He accused me of stealing some money and that was in my vehicle, which was his money. He got to accuse me of stealing his $100. He was driving my car. I was on the phone with my friend. I was telling her we was about to come get her. When he accused me of stealing his $100, he told me, I know you got my $100, give me my $100. We got to tussling. I hung up I end up calling 911. He ended up snatching the phone while I was in the middle of a dispatcher trying to give her my location, telling me, you know I'm on parole, you know I'm on parole. Snatched the phone out of my hand, threw it out the window, and he smashed my car into like a trunk tree. It took off running.
That's why you don't drive drunk or let somebody else drive your car while you're drunk.
You're right.
Good. So what do you want from me? What do you want from
me? I want him to pay for throwing my phone out the window.
He said you were acting like a lunatic in the car.
I wasn't acting like no lunatic.
Well, why don't you tell me your version of what happened, Mr. Lyles?
Well, yeah, we was driving then. The money did come up missing. I had sat it in the cup holder, and as we were driving, I realized that it was gone. It was missing. And then I started to ask her about it.
No, you asked her, where's my money?
Yeah.
And you said it nasty. Okay.
Yeah, I asked her exactly where it was, and she started denying it, saying she didn't have it. You know, so then we get in the argument. She was, like, real drunk out of her mind and swinging her arms, and I just know the phone went out the window.
My phone went out the window. I was on the phone with the dispatcher telling her that
just
I need assistance.
Do you have that report from the dispatcher? I'd like to see it.
Not the report from the dispatcher, but I got the report from his parole officer.
No, I need the report from the dispatcher. That you were on the phone with the dispatcher.
No, I don't got that report from the dispatcher.
Good. Listen, I can't deal with two drunk people. When you get drunk, bad things happen. When you've been drinking and you let somebody get behind the wheel, first of all, he says you started out driving.
That's a lie.
So you said he was driving. And where were you going?
We was going to pick up my friend.
So you were going to pick up a friend after you tell me that he was drinking tequila with you for an hour and a half?
Yes.
Goodbye.
What is our excuse?
Lucky you didn't
you
hurt
step
anybody
out.
Else. Just hurt yourself,
leave your, paperwork,
your car,
please.
And your phone.
He crashed my car.
I don't even know if I wrecked the car. I know she got drunk and started acting crazy. I jumped up and got out of there.
He caught me and crashed my car.
I don't know if it was or if it wasn't. I didn't stick around to even see.
I don't want to talk to him no more.
I probably was a little buzzed. I wasn't drunk. I don't get drunk.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Holmes versus Robertson. Step forward.
Andre Holmes is suing his ex-fiancée, Ashanti Robertson, for repair costs for a Dodge Neon.
Mr. Holmes, Miss Robertson and you were engaged to be married. And during the time that you were engaged, you needed a car. Miss Robertson had a car of her own, and she also had an older car that wasn't running. So far, correct?
Correct.
According to your complaint, stand up, sir. Unless you're having trouble hearing me. You having trouble hearing me?
No.
I'll try to keep my voice up. Very few people say that they can't hear me.
I'm sorry.
According to your complaint, Miss Robertson said to you, listen, the car's not running. If you fix up the car, it's yours. So you took the car, you fixed it up, you got it running. You probably added some more man things to it that it didn't need. According to her, you added some, you know, frills. The engagement ended, and Miss Robertson kept the car. Miss Robertson said she was merely letting you borrow the car. She said if you fix it, you can borrow it. I don't believe that, by the way. Because that's not the way two people that are getting married talk to each other. They might say, if you fix it, you know, we're going to be together. It'll be our car. You know, we'll be a married couple. Maybe. More likely, you said, if you fix it because it's not working, you can have it. Because you anticipated that you were going to get married. Anyway, you are suing Miss Robertson for the money that you put into the car.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Robertson has a counterclaim. Counterclaim is that when you were engaged, you bought two wedding bands, one for a guy and one for a girl. She has yours, which she says she has no use for. You have hers. You each have one, is that right? Or you sold it?
That's wrong. This is the only part that I have left of it that for when we got married. She wanted to wear it, she wore it.
No, let me. Did you buy one ring or two?
She bought both of them. She has both of them, except for this piece here.
Okay, could I see what he's showing me? She bought both wedding bands?
But she got frustrated when I laid the ring away. She wanted the ring. I told her to wait. Just wait, you know, another week or two, I'll go get it. She didn't want to wait, so Ms. Robertson said, I'm sorry.
How many rings do you have?
I have two rings.
What is this ring?
That goes to the set that she wore on her finger.
Just a second. Who paid for this?
She paid for it.
You paid for this one, too?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you give this to her, please?
Sure.
Won't look good on you anyway.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The car is sitting in front of your parents' house, not doing anything for 6 months. You haven't looked to junk it for parts because you'd have to put money in to fix it, which you're clearly not doing. So why don't you just let him have the car?
And later today...
Why was your driver's license canceled?
I've been driving without a license, so it added up each time I got pulled over, and they revoked my license.
When did they revoke your license?
I think a couple years ago.
Well, that's ridiculous, and why are you driving?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Andre Holmes says ex-fiancé Ashanti Robertson owes for the money he spent to repair her Dodge Neon. Ashanti is countersuing for car damages, the cost of wedding bands, and money loaned.
Now, let's get to the car, which is going to be a very easy thing for me. I want to know what you can prove that you spent on the car to get it running.
Well...
That's not a well.
I'm sorry.
I want to see what it cost to get the car running. I don't want to see tinted windows. I don't want to see rims. I don't want to see Bose speakers. I don't want to see it. I want to see what it costs to get the car running.
That's all I'm asking for.
Did you put these in yourself?
I did everything myself except the transmission. I don't have knowledge on transmission, so I didn't
okay.
do that.
So everything else you did yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
You have the car now?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it running?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
I don't know what's wrong with it. It actually stopped working before I called off the engagement.
Well, where is it?
It's parked in front of my parents' house.
And that's where you want to just leave it?
Well, that's where it was at before I let him borrow it.
No, you didn't let him borrow it. You told him that if he fixed it, he could have it. $1,066 is what you spent to get it running. Is the car worth that?
I don't know what the car is worth.
When did the engagement terminate?
Sometime in September.
So for 6 months, the car's been sitting, not running?
Yes, ma'am.
Why? I don't understand. Why don't you junk it or just let him have it? It's going to cost $1,066.
I ended up getting another vehicle in, like, 2012. So the car had been on non-op.
On what?
Non-op.
I don't know what that means.
Non-operational.
So, but then he got it running.
Well, I let him borrow it. He
just
lost
a second. He got it running. Now you haven't used the car in 6 months. My question to you is if it's going to cost you, because he's going to get the money back that he put into the car, because you now have the car. It's not like an engagement ring.
The car was never for sale. When I agreed to let him borrow the car...
I'm just asking you a question.
The
car is sitting in front of your parents' house, not doing anything for 6 months. You haven't looked to junk it for parts because you'd have to put money in to fix it, which you're clearly not doing. So why don't you just let him have the car?
The car was never to be his to be
done with. $1,066. Judgment for the plaintiff. Your counterclaim is dismissed. You have the
right. We're done. You may step up.
I never... said that the vehicle was going to be his.
She told me I could have the car. We were going to get married. She told me I could have the car.
It was for him to get around.
You know, I mean, this ain't in the way I wanted to, but it is what it is.
Oh, it's been done and over.
Don't trust people unless they put it in writing.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Huntley Wofford versus Kamara. Step forward.
21-year-old Hannah Huntley and her stepfather, Robert Wofford, are suing Hannah's ex-boyfriend, 21-year-old Caleb Kamara, for totaling their car.
Your last name is?
Huntley.
And?
Wofford.
How are you related?
I am her stepfather.
Okay, is the car registered in your name? Is that
yes.
why you're here? Okay, you can have a seat. Miss Huntley, this used to be your boyfriend.
Yes.
And you let him borrow your car.
Yes, ma'am.
And he was involved in an automobile accident while he was in your car, and your car was damaged.
Yes, ma'am.
Or totaled. And you want him to pay far in excess of $5,000, but you want him to pay you $5,000. And Mr. Kamara says that the accident was not his fault, and therefore he's not responsible. You do understand that if the accident was not his fault, he's not responsible for your car's loss just because he was driving it. You do understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So it will be your responsibility, it's part of your case, to demonstrate to me that the accident was caused by Mr. Kamara's negligence. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The two other cars that were involved in this accident as a result of your making a left-hand turn both had damage to their cars that were paid by her insurance company. You think they did that because they like you?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Hannah Huntley says ex-boyfriend Caleb Kamara totaled her car.
Now, what model and make car was this?
2012 Dodge Avenger.
When had you purchased it?
February of 16.
Did you pay cash for it?
No, I had gotten a car loan.
So there was a loan on the car when it was totaled?
Yep.
And under the terms of the loan, you're supposed to have full coverage on the car?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have full coverage?
Well, when we...
That's not a well. If you have a car loan, you are usually required to have both collision and liability until the car loan is paid off. Did you have full coverage on the car?
No, ma'am, no collision, just liability.
Why not?
Well, it had been like a communication discrepancy between my mom and the insurance company.
So that's not his fault. That's your mom's fault or your fault, because the car is registered in both your name and his name?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's registered in your name and his name. You're supposed to make sure you have full coverage and not just have liability. You're supposed to have collision. Because if you had full coverage like you were supposed to, under the terms of your agreement with the loan company, we wouldn't be here today, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Okay, so now it's your responsibility to demonstrate to me why the accident that occurred is his fault. Do you have any proof that it was his fault?
Yes, I have the police report.
Okay, the police make no determination as to the fault in this accident, and the police did, in fact, give the defendant two citations. One citation for having no proof of insurance, and one citation for having an expired or canceled driver's license, because you did provide him with a driver's license. Why was your driver's license canceled?
I've been driving without a license, so it added up each time I got pulled over. And they revoked my license.
When did they revoke your license?
I think a couple years ago.
Oh, that's ridiculous. And why are you driving?
That was my fault. I got tired sitting at home. I was unemployed at the moment, so I had to get up and go get a job. And that's how I used her car.
Mm. Now, does anyone have an investigation that was done by your insurance company?
Yes, ma'am. I have.
I'd like to see it. Progressive Insurance, which is your insurance, resolved the damages to the other two vehicles. So they paid out the other two cars. But they weren't paying for your car because you didn't have collision insurance. Which means, Mr. Kamara, that the ball is now in your court.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
So what I'm seeing as a result of this reading the police report, you were making a left turn, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
At an intersection. And you hit a car that was going straight.
That's correct.
And you do know that the car that was going straight had the right of way.
No, ma'am.
Show me.
Okay, I have a paper of the map.
I don't want to see a map.
Okay.
Insurance companies hate to pay out money. Insurance companies don't pay out money unless they are totally satisfied that their insured, that would be her, is responsible for the accident. The two other cars that were involved in this accident as a result of your making a left-hand turn both had damage to their cars that were paid by her insurance company. You think they did that because they like you?
No.
So when you're at an intersection and you're making a left turn, unless it is your claim, which I saw nothing here in the papers to support, that the other car blew a red light, because that's not what you say. You were making a left turn and collided with a car that was going straight. Right. Car was totaled. Is that right? Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
Well, I'm definitely happy because he did crash my car.
When I crashed the car, I was unemployed.
Well, when we were talking to the insurance company, he promised that he would pay me.
So I told her when I get a job, I can help pay for her car.
And never did.
I was unable to get a job during that time.
I was not. He told me he had a license.
She knew I didn't have a driver's license.
Turns out he didn't.
I was with her for 6 months and she knew I didn't have a license.
Don't trust your boyfriend.
I'm just glad this whole thing is over with because
we are no longer together.
It's just been one chaos from another chaos.